Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The challenging trading environment, mostly in its Australian operations, has seen mixed results out of Woolworths, with a 4% increase in turnover, a 29% decrease in profit before tax, and a 29% drop in headline earnings per share, rising interest rates and higher costs of living dampening consumer confidence. Building material retailer Cashbuild's results also mixed, with a 5% increase in revenue, but a 22% drop in headline earnings. And former Eskom CEO and State Capture Commission headliner Brian Molefe is ironically serving as a watchdog on the Parliamentary Electricity and Energy Committee, representing the MK Party. Molefe's maiden appearance on the committee yesterday had him questioning none other than Eskom on its Kooberg plans and nuclear program. Another negative day on the JSE yesterday, led by SPAR, down over 6% on news that it stands to lose 4.2 billion rand on its foray into Poland. The All Share ending down a third of a percent to 81,915, and the Top 40 down 0.4% to 74,533. Tech stocks continue to lead the sell-off on Wall Street, adding to a nervous start to the month. The Dow was marginally up by 0.1%, but the S&P 500 down 0.2% and the Nasdaq down a third of a percent. London's FTSE closed down 0.4%. Markets mixed in Asia this morning after yesterday's sell-off. Tokyo down a third of a percent, Sydney up a quarter of a percent, and Hong Kong flat. The rand a little firmer this morning, currently at 17.88 to the dollar, 23.50 to pound sterling, and 19.80 to the euro. The dollar softer to the euro at 110.77. Gold at $2,496, platinum at $911, Bitcoin now $57,049, and a barrel of Brent crude $72.87.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.